Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Minus the Brian this afternoon. I'm tapping in for the big guy, doing a little tag team duo going on here.
Brian, shh. Yeah, man. No, we're good to go. All right, let's do this.
What? You got sound of Brian now when he's not here? And I am joined on the board by Evan. Appreciate you stepping up, Evan, and helping out today. I also caught a little bit of you and Brian yesterday on the air together. So great job filling in then as well. But no Brian today. You get a little extra dose of Luke back from a long weekend up north. But if you want to join me on the phone lines, you can give me a call. Send me a text, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents. We're going to dive into a number of headlines, but we got you're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM here in Madison, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side. You're also listening to the program on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM out in Waukesha. Like I said, you can join the show at any time. Share your tangent, 844-967-2789. Those phone lines are open. And Evan, let's dive into the headlines of today.
A great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced.
Well, I don't know if there's silence, but I believe there's going to be some people interested to hear this news. That is Obi-Wan Kenobi letting us know that, yes, indeed, the former guy is coming to southeastern Wisconsin. If you're hearing my voice right now on the Shaw 101 FM or WAUK 540 AM, heads up, the former guy is coming to your neck of the woods August 5th, Friday before the partisan primary.
I deluded myself into thinking we don't want him, you know? Like... where I go, the circuit that I run, I'm among friends. You know, this is an easy topic. Oh, he's coming? That guy, you know?
It's an interesting because some people are excited. They're excited to cover the circus coming to town, for lack of better terms. But Crudy came running down the hallway here at the Devil Radio Studios and was like, guess what? Trump's coming. We're going to go cover it. We're covering it. He's coming to the Shaw. He's going to be in Waukesha on August 5th, the Friday before the partisan primary. And he's going to be stumping for Tim Michaels. First reported that I saw over at Molly Beck at the Journal Sentinel, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But I got to give Crudy credit. He was the first one to tip me off that the reporting was out there. So the former guy coming to Waukesha, stumping for Tim Michaels, who still is kind of maybe for... We don't really know exactly. He's not saying that decertifying the 2020 election, which seems to be Trump's number one priority in the state of Wisconsin, is necessarily Tim Michaels' number one priority. But he also said that he was open to signing a bill if it came across his desk and he'd have to read it and learn more if elected governor. So open to the idea of decertification, but not necessarily saying it's going to be a spearhead priority of his. Going to be stumping for Tim Michaels, though. Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump, coming to Waukesha Friday, August 5th.
And Michaels needs the help, man, because that was a sad, sad showing at the debate the other night.
See, I watched the Democratic primary debate. I didn't watch that one. Evan, I was in the Northwoods, so I'll be fair. I was without service or internet access pretty much all weekend.
It was wild.
Wild. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to... It's on my list of things to catch up on, but with everything else that we're doing here around the stations, I was like, not a top line priority for me.
Sure.
So definitely, I was shocked to hear that he actually showed up, though. Previous debates he had skipped out on. So it's good to know that he was at least in attendance, but according to Evan, a little bit of a lackluster...
Oh, man, just white-knuckling that podium. Man, yeah. He had no idea what he was talking about. It was pretty good.
Well, in other GOP gubernatorial news, and I don't know if this really makes headlines or not, but it is something that happened today. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, U.S. Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, endorsed Rebecca Clayfish in that race. So notably, Ted Cruz won the Wisconsin primary in 2016. He was the choice of the, I believe there was only three remaining candidates in 2016, Trump, Kasich, and Cruz. And Ted Cruz won the state pretty late in the primary process. It was almost inevitable at that point that Trump was going to wrap up the Republican nominee in 2016 to be the Republican nominee. But Ted Cruz was the voter's choice still in Wisconsin. So I don't think it's all that important. I don't think Ted Cruz makes a huge political influence here in the state of Wisconsin. But maybe, I don't know. Clayfish has got his endorsement, and I have a feeling that's going to be kind of second fiddle, at least to say, to the Trump news today that he's coming to town stumping for Tim Michaels ahead of that partisan primary on August 9th. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you want to join the show at any time, our phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. Evan will be lightly screening those calls. But join me on the air. We've got a number of other Wisconsin headlines that we're going to dive into. And in the same vein, we got some other news on the other big race that is going on August 9th for the partisan primary here in the state of Wisconsin. We got one of the candidates dropping out of the Democratic primary field just 2 weeks before the election, which is going to be held 2 weeks from today. So if I believe early voting is beginning in numerous areas around the state. So if you're looking to vote early in person, today marks the beginning of that for numerous areas around Wisconsin. But Tom Nelson, Outagamie County Executive and candidate for U.S. Senate, announced yesterday that he is dropping out of the race and endorsing Mandela Barnes, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, in the Democratic primary. Essentially, Tom Nelson was pretty frank with his supporters. He tweeted it out yesterday, "We ran out of money." So he's suspending his campaign and endorsing the one candidate who is not trying to buy this election, referencing the other millionaires in the race, Sarah Gadlewski, and Vice President on leave from, State Treasurer Sarah Gadlewski.
And Nelson is just a winner, man. I don't know. I've liked that guy ever since I first, met him, spoke to him about a year ago. And just a class act. I mean, here we go. Somebody who's, I feel like he's truly working for the state.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And I think that he had a great message. I just don't know if that necessarily... He was the first candidate to announce in this race. If people may forget, Tom Nelson announced his candidacy before the 2020 election actually took place. It was, I believe, the late summer, early fall of that year of 2020. The Wisconsinites were still waiting to go to the polls to either choose to re-elect Donald Trump or send Joe Biden there instead. They sent Joe Biden to the White House instead here in Wisconsin. But Tom Nelson jumped in the race super early. And I can understand why a candidate would perceive maybe that is a good strategy for him, but maybe it wasn't the best since the money did run out. It's a really long campaign to run from August, September, October of 2020 until now. That's not easy to sustain a campaign that long. And so Nelson dropped out, endorsed Barnes, and I think it's going to play an effect for where rural Democrats here in the state of Wisconsin are going to be voting 2 weeks from today, or from now until 2 weeks from today. We got early voting starting, and voting will continue to take place. Absentee voting started, I believe, 2 weeks ago already. So we've got absentee ballots being sent back in. We've got early voting occurring now. And in-person voting on August 9th. And there's a lot of time between now and then, but we're going to see some shakeups here in the two big primaries on August 9th. The Democratic primary for U.S. Senate has lost a candidate in Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson, endorsing Barnes in the race, and the former president coming to the state of Wisconsin, coming to Waukesha, crucial Waukesha County, and... The other aspect of that, Evan, is I think I'm going to have to avoid Milwaukee at all costs that weekend now, because that's the kickoff weekend of state fairs. So between the former president coming to Waukesha and all other Wisconsinites going to the state fairgrounds, it is going to be a hectic, hectic weekend in southeastern Wisconsin. But I'm going to have to go watch that primary debate between the GOP candidates for governor, because That is something that I did miss this weekend. But if you want to catch me up on any of the headlines that I may have missed while I was out and Brian and Evan were doing double duty while I was gone, give me a call, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents. I got a number of other Wisconsin headlines that I'm going to get into as we go on throughout the show. A couple of questions I've got for the listening audience. Am I getting cynical, or is one of the questions that was posed in that GOP gubernatorial primary something that would actually come through if a Republican took over the governor's office here in the state of Wisconsin? I have a feeling it's a bad faith argument, but I believe that maybe I am getting cynical. Maybe it is me. I'm not sure, Evan, but that's going to be one of those ones that we're going to dive into, as well as there's numerous motor vehicle crashes over the weekend, and a few including one with a state senator, minority leader Janet Buley in a car accident up in northern Wisconsin. So we'll dive into those headlines and share some news around that, as well as a new lawsuit being pioneered by Law Forward, the law firm focusing on voting rights here in the state of Wisconsin. Law Forward will be representing four Wisconsin voters with disabilities that cannot move their arms or legs, and we're going to dive into a little bit more of the details surrounding that lawsuit as we come up as well. But this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon. But if you want to join the show, 844-967-2789. You can follow along by following the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. You can also like the stations at Devil Radio 927 on Twitter and Facebook, and at WAUK Radio for the Shaw's Facebook and Twitter pages as well. Evan, really appreciate you joining me on the board today. We're going to get into a number of other Wisconsin headlines as the day goes on. But the big news of the afternoon, the former president is coming to southeastern Wisconsin, coming to the listening area of the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Friday, August 5th. It's going to be interesting to see. Will he make up for a lackluster performance by Tim Michaels in that debate? Who knows? Taking your calls, this is Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Summer of Love 2.0 Boosted Boogaloo continues with another Summer Rager at Hawk's Bar and Grill on State Street. Hawk's original neighborhood bar is now celebrating 20 years in business. Tuesday, August 2nd, join the